This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode 4. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am so excited to share today's guest with you. John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire has done some incredible things. He has one of the best podcasts on iTunes, both in my opinion and per reviews. It's been downloaded millions of times. He has done so much amazing things with EO Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire, Fire Nation, which is his community. And I'm so excited to bring him to you today to talk about identifying the one thing you need to be doing and how to make it happen. Now, before we jump into the interview, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Rock Your Scopes. If you are looking for Periscope training to turn your Periscope presence into a profitable online marketing machine, you need to check out rockyourscopes.com. It has everything you need from basic app overview to growing your email list to actually profiting directly on Periscope. So if you're ready to take it to the next level and create a profitable marketing system out of Periscope, head over to rockyourscopes.com. Now, in today's interview, we're going to be talking about some really important stuff, and I want you to really lean in and listen for a few things. John's going to talk about how you actually identify what the one thing you should be pursuing is, and why most people are pursuing too many things at once, why having a lot of goals might actually not be such a good thing. We're also going to talk about the importance of reflecting on what you're doing, and he says something so key that I want you to lean in on, which is, you need to keep an eye on your flank. And when he said this, it made so much sense, and it's just such a key part of the interview. In addition to that, we get into some other good stuff, such as weapons of mass distraction, why your best ideas come to you in the shower, and an amazing project called the Freedom Journal that John's working on. So just like in all the other intros, I could go on and on and on about all the amazing stuff, but instead of doing that, I will just introduce you guys to Mr. John Lee Dumas. Hey, John, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Zach, I'm here. I'm fired up. Let's do this, brother.
Well, I am super excited to have you, and I just want to jump into this because we're going to be talking about some really amazing stuff you're working on, something like not just the movement that you have behind you, which is incredible, but actually some physical stuff that I'm holding in my hands, and I'm so excited to talk about it. But before I let my excitement get the best of me, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, you know, your background, how you got to here, as if they have never heard of you before, though I highly doubt that's the case.
Well, I'll give the bite-sized version so as not to bore those who have heard of me. But basically, I'm just a country boy, Zach. Grew up in the state of Maine for the first 18 years of my life. Went to college on an Army ROTC scholarship. So post-college, I spent 4 years as an active duty in the U.S. Army as an officer. And then after the Army, I tried a lot of different things. Law school, corporate finance, commercial real estate. Failed at every one of those career tries. And it just was a struggle for me because, number one, I wasn't inspired by any of this work that I was getting up and doing every single day. And the majority of my life was being spent in these cubicles and a car driving to and from a place that I didn't enjoy. And I was like, there's got to be more than this. That's when I started listening to audiobooks to fill the commute. That got expensive. So that I transitioned to podcasts, which I was like, okay, this is awesome. This is free, valuable content. But it wasn't consistent enough for me. And I said, there's got to be that daily podcast that interviews inspiring and successful entrepreneurs that I can really use to catapult my leap into this entrepreneurship world. I did my searching, Zach. It did not exist. I said, hey, I will be that person to see this change in the world, to kind of quote Gandhi a little bit. And that was the start of EO Fire. I launched back in September of 2012. 1,200 episodes later, you and I are talking, over 26 million downloads, about 1.4 million downloads per month and growing. It's just been phenomenal to talk to as many inspiring and successful entrepreneurs as I have. And now I'm talking to you.
Awesome. You know, I have to tell you that the one thing, you know, this is kind of how we connected. And I told the listeners a little bit in your intro that, you know, we connected because you mentioned that I was able to focus on this one thing. And that's something that I've noticed you've done over your kind of career online, is that when you find something you want to do, it's like suddenly watch out because John's going to be the not only the first one to do it, but the first one to do it his way. And like nothing else is hindering you. I mean, you've done webinars, you've done it with, I'm going to launch the, you know, Podcasters Paradise once a week with webinars. You've done daily podcasts. So can you talk a little bit to the importance of like having that one thing that's right now?
All right. So I don't like whining. That's one thing that's kind of one of my pet peeves, so to speak. It could be because I was an officer in the U.S. Army. I mean, I spent 13 months in Iraq. I mean, I was an captain, you know, in the army, and I just wasn't going to let my soldiers whine. I mean, this is a life and death environment. This is, you know, you suck it up and you make things happen. And, you know, I'm honestly like not that tough and serious of a guy. Like I like to joke around. I don't take things that seriously at this point. You know, I'm 36 now, but back then when I was 23, 24 and, you know, in Iraq, I had to take things seriously. So I've never really just had any kind of patience for whiners. And let me kind of put my whining voice on for a second here to show you what I mean. You know, people will be like, but John, I don't want to just niche into one thing. I mean, Periscope's so brand new and like not many people are doing it. I'm not going to be able to build an audience or a business around that. And I'm like, fine, don't, because Zach will. And like, that's my point. It's like, if you want to start being broad and start just having, you know, trying to serve everybody, you're not going to resonate with anybody, because when you try to resonate with everyone, you're going to resonate with no one, because there's so much noise in this world. There's just so much everything in this world that when you come in and try to be everything to everyone, they're going to be like, who are you? Like, I've never heard of you before. Like, you've never built credibility and authority, and you're going to get drowned in all of that sound. So you're going to get just completely wiped out. But then you flip on its head, you do a 180 and you say, hey, I'm going to become the best at this one tiny little thing. And not that Periscope is tiny, to kind of continue down this example, but you know, it's just one platform of many platforms. You're gonna come out and say, hey, I'm gonna be the social media expert. It's like, okay, you and a million other people, most of whom have been around for years or speaking from stage, you know, have products and services and authority and credibility. You're like, no, like, I'm gonna figure out this one thing. I'm gonna do it every day. I'm gonna do it well, and I'm gonna become the authority figure on it. And guess what? You know, a couple months later, you're on Amy Porterfield's podcast, which I listen to because I love Amy. She's a good friend of mine here in San Diego. We just, you know, help each other out, support each other. So I know that if she is having you on your show, boom, to me, you're already a credibility and authority figure in that niche. And that's how it works, my friends, not by whining like that person that I just was a couple minutes ago and saying, but I don't want to focus on one thing. It's like, okay, don't, but then don't see the results. That's just the reality. I was the best daily podcaster from day one that was interviewing entrepreneurs. I was also the worst daily podcaster from day one because I was the only. And you know what? That's where I had to be because I knew that I would be not good for a really long time. So, Zach, my soapbox, I'm stepping down, brother, passing the mic back to you.
No, I love it. And that's one of the things that you do that gets me so excited about, you know, something, this project that you're working on, the Freedom Journal, is that, you know, I have it in my hands and I've talked to my audience a little bit about it. And the thing I keep getting feedback from is, how do you pick that one thing? So can you maybe talk about, like, how do you decide what is my one thing and then set some goals around it? And then maybe I'll stop alluding to and actually tell them what it is.
It is a great question. And I think that people should rightfully so be asking it. And it's never going to be an easy answer. Because listen, if it was an easy answer or an easy, you know, ingredients to just choosing what that perfect one thing is, then guess what? Everybody would be doing it and it wouldn't be tough. And then, you know, a lot of other things in this world would be difficult because everybody would just be crushing and rocking that one thing. But no, it's tough to get there. Few people will actually get there. Now, let's give an example about what finding out what that one thing is. I mean, I've kind of given an example with Zach where he did that with Periscope. You know, let's rewind 3.5 years ago to me. Like, I wanted to talk to entrepreneurs. I wanted to learn from entrepreneurs. I wanted to build relationships with entrepreneurs. I loved listening to podcasts. I identified the best way for me to do all of those things was to actually have a podcast interviewing entrepreneurs, because it was doing all of those things. I could learn from them. I could build relationships with them. I could add value to an audience. I could leverage massive directories like iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora. And I knew that was huge and so important. So my one big goal of 2012 was to launch a daily podcast. Everything else took a second seat. I said, I am going to launch EO Fire, a 7-day-a-week podcast interviewing successful and aspiring entrepreneurs. Everything that did not take me one step closer to that goal was cast off to the side. It's not that I was never going to do it. I just wasn't going to do it till I accomplished that one big goal, because Zach, we all have that one big domino that's right there standing in front of us. Many of us have known it's been there for years. And if we can just knock it over, that's when we start that chain reaction of awesome. Everything that I've had that's been a success since I launched EO Fire is because I knocked over that one big domino of EO Fire launching a 7-day-a-week podcast. So you really want to sit down and give yourself time, energy, and space and just say, what is the one thing that if I actually accomplish it, it will start this chain reaction of awesome? Start thinking of these things. Start writing down some ideas. Ideas come from ideas. Start using your creative muscle. Most of us haven't used this muscle in a really long time. You'll be shocked how hard it is when you start to write these things down. But if you're consistent with it, you'll also be shocked how much easier it gets and the ideas that come from it. So there's no simple answer or simple like set of ingredients except to do that thing.
All right. So I'm going to indulge you and I'm going to say, perfect. Everybody has this, right? Everybody listening, they've decided what they want or they have some sense of where they want to go. So in comes what your current project is, which is the Freedom Journal, which is, maybe I'll let you explain what it is, because you will explain it so much better than me.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for indulging me, Zach. I always love being indulged. And for me, it's just like, hey, I have now interviewed 1,200 successful entrepreneurs. I've built up a massive listenership with Fire Nation, whom I love dearly. And they come to me and they say, John, like, what's that magic bullet? What's that one secret to success that every one of your guests have had? And my answer was always hard work. And that's just the obvious answer. And it is the right answer. But there's more to it than just that. And so I took another step back and realized my guests know how to channel that hard work. They know how to set and accomplish goals. And entrepreneurs whom I see struggling, they struggle with that very thing. They struggle setting and accomplishing goals. So I took an entire year, all of 2015, to create the tool, the solution to bridge that gap of setting and accomplishing goals. And you're holding it in your hand, Zach. I'm holding it in my hand. Why are we both holding it in our hands right now? Because it's a beautiful, leather-bound, gold-embossed, gold-leafed journal that I spent so much time, energy, and as I was talking with Zach in the pre-interview chat, money, like thousands and thousands of dollars, getting the right prototype. Because I knew that if this could be a journal that could be beautiful, that people would be proud to have on their desk, on their nightstand, in their book bag at those coffee shops, when they took it out, they could be like, yes, I am proud of this. I'm proud of this legacy that I'm going to be leaving by actually setting and accomplishing my number one goal in 100 days. Because that is the premise of the Freedom Journal. We will teach you how to set a SMART goal, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. And then we will guide you in the accomplishment of that goal in 100 days. It is a huge, huge breakthrough and a huge solution to the gap that so many entrepreneurs struggle with. I've had hundreds of people go through on beta testing already, and the results are phenomenal. I'm on my third Freedom Journal as we speak because I'm trying to get down to 160, 11% body fat, back to my army weight. And I love the Freedom Journal for that reason and for all the reasons that I'm getting feedback from the current beta users right now. As we're talking, we're running a killer Kickstarter campaign. And this Kickstarter campaign is actually in partnership with Pencils of Promise. And every time we hit one of our awesome funding goals, we just hit number 2 a couple days ago, I'm writing a check for $25,000 to Pencils of Promise to build a school for those less fortunate. And it's a great organization. It's a great cause. And I'm really excited about what's happening with the Freedom Journal movement.
I love it. And I think that there's so much passion and, you know, I can tell when I talk to you and when I read it and when I watch the promotional stuff that you didn't make a journal because it'll sell. You made a journal because there's a need for it and you really care about your audience and the you know, the community of online entrepreneurs who do walk around and go, now what?
I really want to zero in on that point, Zach, because I think you really brought up something that's so important for the listeners right now. I created EO Fire because I knew it was something that had to exist and it didn't. I created the Freedom Journal because I knew it was something that had to exist, but it didn't. Like, there's some great journals that are out there. I used to write in the Freedom Journal every single day, and I still recommend it to people who are just looking for a journaling journal. But one thing I realized is that you know, I'm doing this every day and it's valuable on a lot of levels, but I'm not really getting anywhere. I'm kind of writing the same things down and I don't, you know, I'm just doing it and I'm being mindful and it's good, but I'm a goal-oriented person. I want to know that I'm working towards something, and nothing like that existed in the marketplace. And this fits that void for those entrepreneurs, small business owners, just humans in general that have that one big goal that they really want to accomplish.
I love it. And I have to tell you a little side note. I heard you on another interview say that it's faux leather because you're an animal lover, which is...
It is faux leather.
I love it because I'm such an animal person. So I was so excited. First thing I did when we talked about it, I was like, I better make sure it's not real leather.
It's not. and that's one of the things is like, they even told me that like, John, we could actually do this for like 50 cents cheaper using real leather, which because just in certain places, like you can do leather real cheap, like faux leather actually is more expensive in some, you know, in some places I wanted it to be black and I wanted it to be gold embossed. And 50 cents per book when you're printing 20,000 books. I mean, let me do the math on that. I'll get it to you in a second, but that's a huge dollar amount. And I was just like, no, like I want to be able to say that this is faux leather because I'm an animal lover. You know, for me, that's what it's all about. 50 cents times 20. That's $10,000 that I didn't have to spend that I did, but I'm passionate about it.
I love it. And it makes me want to endorse it even more.
Cool. Well, then that might be worth it.
Yeah. So I want to zoom in on one thing about it. So we talked a little bit about it. It's essentially a journal where every single day you're taking very smart but simple steps towards your goal. But what I love most about it is that you've broken it up into these sprints. So can you talk about... Where did you come from breaking up into like these 10-day sprints? Because that's kind of how I operate. I show up like for 10 days, I bust it out, and then I move on to something else. I love the concept of having it, but you know, can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. So for me, like I really, number one, had to decide what was I going to make as the overall timeline. And I looked back on my journey and EO Fire took about 3 months to launch. Podcasters Paradise, which generated over $3.5 million in revenue, took about 3 months to launch. Like some of the big successes I've had in my life. And by the way, my guests too, because I studied their past launches, was right around 3 months, like right around 90, 100, 110 days. Like that was like seemed to be a sweet spot. So I said, you know what? I'm going to zero in on that. Like I really feel like 100 days is good for a number of reasons. Number one, doesn't feel like it's too far away because like it's not like a year down the road, which you're like, hello, I want to accomplish something this year. Let's do this. But it's not on the flip side, like 2 weeks away where you're like, I could never set a big goal because I mean, 14 days, too, that's just not enough time. So it's that good sweet spot where it's like you can set a really big, hairy, audacious goal and then challenge yourself to actually make it happen in a reasonable time frame. So 100 days. So that's was really huge to me. But then again, I wanted to now break it down because, you know, this comes from my military training. It's like we always backwards plan. So we have those 100 days now. Now, how are we going to make sure we're on track for that 100th day accomplishment of that goal? Well, day one, you start with the first 10-day sprint where you set that micro goal so that by day 10, you've accomplished that goal, you built up some momentum, and you know you're 10% of the way on your journey. And by day 20, you will have accomplished your second 10-day sprint. You'll be 20% of the way done. Or guess what? Maybe you didn't, but now you know I need to really step it up for the next 10 days because by day 30, I need to be back on track. So it's making sure that you are staying on track to get that 100-day goal and giving you that momentum of accomplishment along the way. Every 25 days, Zach, we do what's called a quarterly review. Looking back on the past 25 days, what worked, what didn't, what barriers can we remove, X, Y, Z, all very, very important things. And that's not to mention the daily tasks, the nightly recaps. Those are all very important. So this book is a 100-day goal that you will accomplish in those 100 days, but it's broken out into these different sections to make sure that, hey, you're going to stay on track every step of the way.
And I want to zero in on what you just said, which is you have quarterly reviews because I think that that's where a lot of goals go south, or even people who journal on their own, they kind of forget about that pivotal piece is that reflection. And when you brought that in there, that was my absolute favorite feature of the journal because I have found, and I'm, you know, I would be curious to hear if you found the same thing with, you know, such a global reach with your audience and your guests that it's when you reflect, that's where the growth happens because you forget to reflect when you're in the trenches.
100%. So often we're just looking forward and we're charging forward. we need to always keep an eye to our flank. We need to, because what's going to happen for a lot of people that don't do the quarterly reviews, they're going to get to day 100. They're going to be like, huh, you know, I thought I was doing everything right, but I didn't quite accomplish my goal. Well, there's a reason for that. There were definitely roadblocks and barriers along the way. There were pivots and adjustments you should have made along your journey that you would have identified with those quarterly reviews. So they're critical to take a step back, look back over the last 25 days, identify what's working, what's not, make any adjustments, pivots necessary, and then drive forward.
Awesome. Now, I have a couple more questions for you, but I want you to tell everybody, where can they get this? Because at this point, I'm already ready to go get another one. I already have it. So I know that everybody listening is like on the edge of their seat, ready to go. Where can they go get more information on the journal?
TheFreedomJournal.com will take you directly to the Kickstarter campaign, which is going until February 5th. Zach, as you're about to find out, being a new podcaster, but the beauty of podcasts is the evergreen listenership. So again, if you're listening before February 5th, just type in thefreedomjournal.com. You'll go directly to our Kickstarter campaign. We have a ton of gifts, bonuses, and goodies just available for those people that pledge during the Kickstarter campaign. But no worries if you're one of those thousands of people listening in the future past February 5th, because that same URL, thefreedomjournal.com, will take you to a beautiful page where you're going to be able to see a nice video and see all the awesomeness of the Freedom Journal and make your purchase right there.
Fantastic. I want to say that wholeheartedly, like I told people today, you know, I did get a copy to review, but it's when it showed up in the mail, I was so impressed with it. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. The price is so reasonable once it was in my hands. And just looking at it, I know that this will be a game changer for so many people. So if you're listening and you're thinking, I don't know, I can just go get, because the first thing I did when I saw it, if I'm being totally honest, was, oh, yeah? Oh, I could just go get a moleskin for $20 and reflect every day. You can't. Now that it's in my hands, that it's not that. It's... this is going to be a game changer, and I'm excited to see where I am in 100 days and where my listeners are. So I just want to give that glowing endorsement that I'm going to keep talking about it well beyond the podcast, because I think it's going to be a really powerful tool to a lot of people.
I love that honest feedback, Zach. I mean, that's exactly why, again, I spent so much time, energy, effort, money to make sure that when people receive this and they're holding it in their hands, they're like, this is an investment that I made. I mean, this is, yes, this was, you know, $39, however much, you know, they paid for it, if they got two or five or whatever. But, you know, this is, you know, an investment that, like, I'm holding it in my hands. This is 300 pages. This is like a solid, you know, faux leather premium journal. This isn't something you can just, like, you know, toss around and it's like floppy. It's like, this is a solid book. I mean, I've had many people, I'm not a religious person, I don't want to offend anybody that is religious, but just repeating what a lot of people have told me, they said, John, this is the Bible of goal setting. And like, that's kind of the aura I wanted it to be, like people to hold and be like, like, you know, that it really was something special. And I think we've accomplished that.
And the gold foil, I mean, that just, it is the Bible. With the gold foil, how could you not be? So I just have a couple of questions on the wind down to ask you. The first one is, I always like to ask my guest, you know, based on what we've talked about today, other than getting the journal, because they're already going to, like, biggest mistake you could make is listen to this and not just go get it and take a risk and an investment in yourself. But other than that, what is one thing that people could do today or within the next week to bring themselves closer to their goals?
This is what really goes back to just the world that we live in today. There's so much noise. The weapons of mass distraction are everywhere. That bright, shiny object syndrome, it will take you down as an entrepreneur. It is there. When's the last time, like, you just gone, you know, out on your balcony or just outdoors on your lawn or just taking a walk and just, like, not had headphones on and not, you know, had, like, your phone beeping every 10 seconds in your pocket? Like, when's the last time you gave yourself space? I mean, you know, I kind of make fun of Kate a little bit, you know, my girlfriends, and I do the exact same thing. But if we're at a restaurant and I leave to go to the bathroom, I come back, of course, she's just face down on the phone, just pounding away. I'm like, you know, what did we used to do before there were cell phones? Like, did you just, you know, were you just like polishing the spoon? We know, waiting for me to get back. Like, it's like a genuine question. It's like, what happens during this free time? Like, there's no such thing anymore. of free time. You know, commercials come on TV. If we're not fast forwarding them, we're in our phones the entire time. It's like, when's that last time you've given yourself space to think? You know, why do so many people have aha moments in the shower? Because that's the only time they're not actually pounding away in their cell phones. I mean, it's like, hello, give yourself, you know, some shower time outside of the shower. Like, give yourself some space just to think and to breathe and to relax. And you might actually stumble upon what that big goal is that excites you and that lights that spark.
Oh my gosh, such a great answer. Love it. And the last question I have for you is the question I ask every single guest, which is, what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
I'm a big believer in working hard. I really am. But I believe that balance needs to come into play. So you're going to have a lot of people like the Gary V's of the world, whom I love, good friends, great guy. You know, hustle, hustle, hustle. Like, if you're not working like this minute, somebody else is and they're beating you. And, you know, I don't really subscribe to that theory. I'm a big believer that, hey, you need to know what your strengths are. And then you need to amplify those strengths. And that's where you need to be hustling in the areas that you're good at to become great. Don't worry about those areas that you're crappy at. So many people spend so much time hustling to become okay at something that you're crappy about. Why are you doing that? Who cares if you're okay at something? Nobody cares, because nobody wants anybody that's okay at something. Just keep being crappy. Nobody's going to know. And then what I do is I hire people on my team or fill people in that are great at what I'm crappy about. And then I focus and amplify and hustle in the areas that I actually can produce the most value. And that includes, you know, taking a step back and saying, okay, I've been hustling now for 6 hours. You know, I wake up at 5:30. You know, I do like my thing. I make a good drink, you know, for me, like some tea, some coffee, all that stuff. You know, I'm doing the right thing, brushing the teeth, and then I'm working hard for 6-8 hours. But then I'm like saying, you know what? Now it's time to get outside into the fresh air here in San Diego, because we always have sun. And I'm taking a nice 90-minute walk. Like, that's 90 minutes. Like, most people be like, I could never, like, take in the middle of a day a 90-minute break. I do 10,000 steps every single day. It's part of my Freedom Journal goal. If I'm going to lose 10 pounds and get down to 11% body fat, I need to do 10,000 steps a day. So I do it every single day for an hour and a half. It includes a 7-minute circuit workout as well. So I kind of combine that in, and that's my time. So I hustle when I need to hustle, and I chillax when I need to chillax. And that gives me the balance to keep doing it day in, day out.
Beautiful. And just such a good answer and so much good advice there. Hire out your weaknesses, take time to yourself. Everybody should re-listen to that last. Hit that little rewind 30-second button a few times and listen again. Just beautiful. So, okay, now here's the best part. We're wrapping it up right here. So everybody has fallen in love with you and the Freedom Journal. So now where else can they get more John?
All the magic for us happens at eofire.com. That is where we have free podcasting courses, free webinar courses. We really give so much away. I'm a big believer in free, valuable, consistent content every single day. And of course, the CTA of the day is thefreedomjournal.com.
Beautiful. And we'll link it all up in the show notes so that everybody can just head over, click on it, and they'll be able to get right over to all the amazing stuff that you offer.
Booyah.
So John, I just want to give you a thank you so, so much again, a glowing endorsement for not just the Freedom Journal, but Fire Nation. You have done so much amazing stuff, and it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to have you on the show today. So thank you so, so much.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
All right. So was I right or was I right? Amazing episode, amazing person, one of the most giving people that I have met to date. And I just want to recap a couple of really, really powerful things that we talked about. And the first is that few people will ever get to that one big thing. And I think it's because there's two things that we talked about. One is a lot of people have trouble identifying it. And the other is that some people just will not take the advice that they need to get focused. Just focus. And the best advice I can give you is look around. The successful people have their one thing. Find your one thing. And John gave such beautiful advice. I didn't have any other word for it during the interview, but beautiful. But you have to get out. You have to go outside. You have to reconnect with life. Because as online entrepreneurs, it's so easy to stare at a computer screen all day. Listen, I've done it. I've hustled 14, 16, 18-hour days where we never even stand up. But you have to get out and you have to reconnect. Now, we also talked about the Freedom Journal, which I want you guys to know. I'm really thrilled about this. And I don't get a kickback for telling you to get it. I just think that I have the product in my hands right now. I'm literally holding it as I'm recording this, and it's just such a powerful tool. I can already tell. It's something that I think is going to be a game changer for those that get it, use it, identify their one thing, and really go for it. Now, a couple of other things that we mentioned that I think are so, so awesome is that John dropped this one little soundbite, and he said, you need to keep an eye on your flank or else you don't know where you are. It is important to reflect on where you've been, because I think that that's probably the biggest thing that I've seen amongst my community, and we talked about that. It's important to reflect back to see where you've been. We tend to be so focused on where we're going that we never look back. You know, what have you accomplished in the last 25 days? Because sometimes you don't give yourself enough credit, and sometimes you cut yourself too much slack. And so having a tool like the Freedom Journal that can show you how to keep an eye on your flank, pay attention to your future, stay focused on that one thing, that's the power of the tool. You know, like I said at the beginning, I think that there's a ton of resources on goal setting, and I'm so glad that John was open to talking about it a little differently, because I wanted to give you a different perspective. I wanted you to see that it's not always just as black and white as we like it to be. It's plugging who you are authentically into the systems that over 1,200 entrepreneurs that he have studied have used. And the success that we talk about today, the principles we talked about, are what's going to help you move forward, help you achieve those goals. Whether it's to launch that course, release that podcast, quit that job, lose the 10 pounds, it doesn't matter. If you can find the one thing you want and go for it unapologetically in full force, that's when it happens. So I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This has been one of our most powerful episodes so far. Don't mind that it's one of the first 10. I think it's going to remain one of the most powerful, and I'm really, really excited that I was able to share this with you. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.